Hello.
Good evening. This is Bill. Yes.
Hello. Nice to meet you. My name is Patrick from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a quick survey about these coming elections. If you are registered to vote, I will appreciate your participation. It's very quick and confidential.
I might not have a problem
Excuse me, I
with it.
didn't hear you. Yes, it's about these elections, these coming elections.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so if you're registered to vote, let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, or an advertising agency or media organization?
No.
Hello, excuse me, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, can you re repeat your answer, excuse me?
I said no.
Oh, no, okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how we'll vote in the general election for president? U.S. Senate and Florida State Legislature on Thursday, November 5th. The options are: I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. And I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or you are not affiliated with any party?
The Republican,
Republican.
Republican Party.
All right, thank you. And let me ask you, are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish speaking background? Yes or no, excuse me.
No.
No. All right. And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, white, or other?
Well, white. We'll just say white.
White. All right.
My grandmother was American Indian.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Let me put it here. And let me ask you, what is your age? Excuse me.
55.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, 50, I think.
All
that sounds
right.
right.
If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? The options are: definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to a Republican candidate.
I'll definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Definitely for the Republican. Okay, thank you so much. And now you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard about that person, you can indicate it as well. The first person is Kamala Harris. Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable with her?
Very unfavorable.
All right, thank you. What about Carolina Amestin?
Carlina? I don't think I know who that is.
Okay, never
One
hear.
more time on the name?
Carolina Amestin.
Who is this a woman?
Okay, so you never hear about her, right?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, no problem. I will put it here. What about Leonard Spencer, excuse me?
Leonard Spencer?
Yes.
I've heard of, I don't know much about.
Excuse me, can you repeat your answer about Leonard?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I just don't know much about him.
Okay, no problem. I will put it here. And what about Scott Boyd?
Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Say the last name again.
The last name is Boyd.
Boyd.
Yes, Scott Boyd.
No, I don't know that one.
Okay, no problem. The last person is Erin Huntley.
Erin Huntley?
Yes, correct.
I'm not aware of that one either. I haven't done my research yet.
Okay, no problem. It's okay. Thank you so much for your answers. So now, let me ask you, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Okay, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I'm definitely voting for Donald Trump.
Definitely. Okay, thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
I'd have to research the Republican candidate, but probably the Republican candidate.
Probably the Republican candidate. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery. Illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, and she says that these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. So now that I provide you this information, let me ask you, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
I'd have to do some more research. I might not vote on that ticket.
I understand. No problem. It's okay. I will put it in my notes here. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate? Your answer will be the same. You need to do your own research.
Correct.
All right. No problem. Okay. So we are 66% of complete for the survey. So just a couple of questions more. I really appreciate your time. So let me ask you, due to state representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for the seat, right? So you will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in this November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Probably the Republican candidate. Like I said, I still have to do my research, so I haven't done the good research yet.
I understand.
But yes,
okay.
Probably the Republican.
Probably, okay. Republican, probably. Thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate? Or the same answer?
Same answer. Yep.
Okay. No problem. Uh, All right. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Leonard Spencer, Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate? For whom would you vote? Or it would be the same answer, excuse me.
Same answer, yes.
All right. No problem. So now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, let me ask you, for whom did you vote in the last 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Can you repeat your answer, excuse me? I couldn't hear you well.
Yes, so Donald Trump.
Okay, Donald Trump. Okay, and when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually vote a Republican, or always vote Republican?
I would say, to this point, I almost always vote Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm very conservative.
Okay, very conservative. Okay, and what is your last grade of formal education that you have completed? Excuse me.
Well, I don't have a degree, but I do have some college education.
Okay. Thank you so much. So this concludes our survey today. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and all your answers. Have a nice rest of the day, sir.
Yeah. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.